Last year, the Oregon legislature assembled a task force to look into setting up a local cannabis research institute. The facility would have been similar to ones in California and Colorado, and the goal was simple: to increase the state's knowledge about what marijuana can and cannot do. But state epidemiologist Dr. Katrina Hedberg says nothing happened.
Why hasn't this happened? Because the legislature is one that allocates funding for various programs and budgets and institutes, and that has not yet happened.
Another big hurdle, the task force found that effective science needed to be carried out in universities. But Oregon's universities were reluctant to do research on marijuana because they didn't want to risk losing federal research funds. Still, some research is being conducted. For example, the National Academies of Science, Engineering and Medicine just released a report saying patients treated with cannabis are more likely to experience significantly less pain.
We also know that patients who are taking cancer chemotherapy, it might help reduce some of the symptoms like nausea, etc. And of course, many people have loss of appetite, and marijuana might help to increase appetite.
The report found some negative effects too, like an increased risk of developing schizophrenia and social anxiety. To incorporate all this new science, Dr. Hedberg holds periodic meetings of the Retail Marijuana Scientific Advisory Committee. It's a group of doctors and scientists who provide input on public health issues around marijuana. So if the state puts out a leaflet or starts a campaign to stop youth from using marijuana, it'll likely rely on the committee's advice. Here was Dr. Hedberg incorporating new research on birth weight with the committee last month.
Some research shows that using marijuana can cause low birth weight, and so we have a proposed new statement: marijuana use during pregnancy is likely to decrease birth weight of offspring. Folks agree with this statement?
I think it's a good suggestion, a good addition.
Still, these are small steps for a drug that the original ballot measure said was good for cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, PTSD, pain, and seizures. Oregon's been struggling with how to regulate marijuana for the last 20 years. Andre Uso manages Oregon's medical marijuana program.
So legalized states are in a position where they have to act as almost a mini FDA, and then they're also regulating it in recreational states as a vice. So they're regulating it in the same manner that we would regulate alcohol and tobacco.
Mark Pettinger with the Oregon Liquor Control Commission says his agency regulates marijuana more like a health supplement.
So you go into a health food store, you know, you've got a rash on your arm, you talk to somebody who's in there and they say, oh, I've got just the thing for you. They go over and they pick an herb off the shelf. They say, this has worked for me pretty well. But you look on the label of the package and it clearly says that these claims have not been approved by the FDA.
That confusion about whether to treat marijuana as a supplement, a medicine, or like alcohol is the reason the drug is currently overseen by two agencies: the Oregon Health Authority to make sure it's safe, and the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to make sure it doesn't get into the hands of kids. There are a couple of bills in Salem this session that would put regulation under one agency, probably the OLCC, but that's still up in the air. Rob Patridge, the former head of the OLCC, likes the idea.
I think it's better from a good government standpoint. I think it's better for consumers.
Meanwhile, the marijuana industry's attention is fixed on the Trump administration. Politicians from Oregon have asked the administration to at least maintain the status quo. But Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said the nation needs to clearly say that using drugs will destroy your life. Christian Fodenwenzel, OPB.